hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome in to Old School. Harrison Arns on the ones and twos, going solo just for a little bit here. Should be joined by Jay Foreman later within the hour. As always, you guys can join in 402-464-5685. That is the Sutter Heyman text line. And you put a voice to the face. Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo, channel 961. All right, kickoff. Last hour here, at least for the day shows, before we get to ticket weeknights, we will have Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald at 6 o'clock, and we'll talk mainly Husker football there. Let's talk a little bit more Husker hoops as they got Arizona State tonight in the debut of the College Crown down there in Vegas. Austin Orman's down there as well, so we'll have some sort of coverage with it. We'll see what happens post-game-wise, where we're at, and take a weeknights program if we can slip him in there. If not, he will post it from the hotel room, I'm sure, but a recap. And hopefully he's down there to look forward to more than just one game tonight versus Arizona State. With that being said, though, I do see the man of the hour, Jay Foreman himself. We'll go ahead and plug him in. Jay Foreman, Old School, how's it going?
It's going all right, man. You know that the you got pregame here in about two and a half hours. It's still a good enough time to go ahead to the Mercado, get you a little rubber dub dub in grub. You know, four locations. 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Matt, 168th and Maple up there in the O. Even though I don't have a discount code, go in there and tell them Jay sent you. You know, it's like when they, you know, I don't know if you ever seen Harrison and Revenge of the Nerds when they say, tell them Large Marge sent you, the bus driver. You remember that? That's me. Just tell them Large Jay sent you. But nevertheless, you know, obviously it's a big game for the Huskers. And obviously with the NCAA tournament, I think it's a little odd time, Harrison, is like because it's been so long since they've played. But also I think it's good because it's a Monday night. I know, obviously, I think the women play tonight, but the women's NCAA tournament play tonight. But I think, you know, obviously for Nebraska folks to get one last glimpse of this team and hopefully they put on a good performance and with 16 teams be able to extend it, you know, way well past tonight. But,
best case scenario and worst case scenario for Nebraska basketball's program in this tournament?
I guess I'll just keep it simple. Your best case scenario, you win tonight, extend your season. Worst case, you don't. And I guess that's the real simple. I think if you lose with the unbelievable performance from Arizona State, then you know it's understandable. But it, you know, if you go out there and don't play well, I think that's probably the eyesore. But you know, I think with 3 weeks off, I think Fred and those guys have shown the ability to get guys ready to go, especially if you got your two bell cows ready to play. Obviously, Juwan, Gary, and Bryson, and obviously everybody else going to continue to play play there one more time for Nebraska. So I think that'll bode well. But, Arizona State's going to fight back. They got a senior-laden team, and so they're going to be pretty tough. And then also, you know, when you haven't played in a while, it'll really depend on how intentional you've been in practices leading up to tonight. And you can't change what you led up to tonight because it's already in the past, but you got to make sure you show up focused and ready to play 40 minutes or however long it needs to go. And and it's no different than we'll flip a little bit to the spring ball. Obviously the first week is over. I don't think much has came out of it, but I think it's just getting to know the new players, which is going to be every year. For the people that cover the game or cover the team, they get it's an easy job for them. It's going to be constant turnover, coaches and players, but I think it's a unique time for Nebraska. because I think this is the then it's a good time for, you know, Coach Rule, where you kind of get to come in, have some success the first couple of years. Probably not the success he wanted, but still success where you make a bowl game big. But this is like you get to start over. And it's almost like, I guess, it, you know, Harrison, we'll go with you with your Chicago Bears, right? It's like me taking over the Bears after like Mike Ditka was there and they'd done something good. I still have some holdovers, have some success, maybe make the playoffs and stuff like that. But then now this is the time that I get to start over. Unlike the Bears, I think Nebraska has a franchise quarterback, but I don't know if that was a good analogy. But what I mean is very rarely, well, not all the time in the NFL, you get to start your, I guess, you know, your tenure as a head coach, GM or whatever, with the legit franchise quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It's generally like, you know, you got to hit genie in a bottle and draft the RG3 or, you know, obviously we got Daniels out there with the Commanders and stuff like that. So I think the good thing about it, you got a franchise quarterback that's going through all the, you know, success or hopefully potential success, adversity, along with everybody in the building. But it's a good thing to have when you know that you have your quarterback position solidified. That's the hardest position to get. It's the hardest position to hit on. And then obviously by all, at least my evaluation, you know, my evaluation that Dylan's done that. And so, and then obviously you got some good pieces around it. So now it's like how to gel, but you got to gel at the right pace and with the right people, and competition is only hopefully going to bring out the best in everybody.
Yeah. I think like, if anything, we're going to be the reason this season went awry, just be people not being on the same page. I mean, you got every coach out there. I mean, you got new OCs, but you kept the old one. New special teams coordinator, you kept the old one. You got Stewart just running the GM, taking more off of Matt Rule's place, the plate. So you got a million coaches that should be able to dial in certain aspects. You even got Phil Snow helping John Butler out more, I presume, with the defense. So it's like, as long as you guys are all on the same page, there's more than enough help and some of the best facilities in the country.
Right.
And, you know, we'll see with the athletes, but I don't want to get too excited because we've done this before with great, you know, grabs out of the portal and great signing classes and guys haven't panned out. But also with the development, you got more than enough great coaches to keep up on the development side of things. So really year three, like if the communication is there, you know, I have a hard time seeing this team really struggle a lot if they just keep on the track they were. I think, you know, even 7 wins, I think for most fans be pretty disappointing. I think 8 is probably that real threshold.
Right.
But to me, it just comes down to communication. I mean, to my point, like you got every coach available for those guys to get better.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, people always ask, like, you know, obviously, you know, it's not the 90s, but I think one thing that's just not going to change, whether it's high school, college, the pros, XFL, UFL, Canadian League, if you have everybody from the top to the bottom, that's from even the, you know, the president of the university, the board of regents, the head coach, the GM, athletic director, you know, whoever's like running the logistics and football, the COO or CEO of the football. And then obviously, you know, like, you know, even like with Susan Elza and Haven Fields, you got in all the assistant coaches, if you got everybody pulling in the right direction or pushing in the right direction or rowing, whatever analogy you want to do it, then it'll all work out. And then obviously, cause that, then the players will kind of feed off of that. But then, you know, any adversity, you have, you know, enough experience to deal with it. And you're right, where Butler was there last year. So I think he was there the whole season. Obviously he came in under unique circumstances, but I think in order for him to become the defensive coordinator, I think the way that he embraced becoming the defensive back coach, it probably gave a little bit of, you know, a little bit of pause where, you know, it feels like, okay, if he can handle this, he can handle another big step up. Because, you know, you didn't get to come in and go through spring ball. You kind of got it right before, I think, 2 days, you know, you know, because of the situation it was before. And then you got Phil Snow, who's seen everything and been everywhere, and where he can not only help Butler, you know, as another set of eyes and experience, and it's kind of like just having a big brother there that's been through it. He can also help, like, you know, Coach Dana, as far as like what the defense is trying to do to the offense, because if Nebraska starts off like they should, people are going to start throwing the kitchen sink at the, you know, the second year quarterback in that offense to slow him down. And so you need a defensive perspective sometimes. Not that he needs to be the offensive coordinator, but you know, I probably look at how they're attacking the offense a little bit different than maybe the coordinator. So I think.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Right now, like, you know, as far as like the experience on the staff, it's probably right where you want it to be, or hopefully, but then now you got to make it, you know, all, you know, come together. But more importantly, the players have got to raise their level of, you know, execution and accountability. And I think the good thing about it is when you go through it together, you could have a lot of experience, you know, in a, on a team, but everybody be inexperienced to winning here at Nebraska, which we've seen, but then also it's a good thing if everybody's going through at the same pace. And so you're all in together. Yeah. You got some star power, some guys that are supposed to be good. And you got some guys you don't know about that are going to end up, you know, taking some reps and getting some of the, you know, the, you know, I guess the love or whatever you want to call it. But then also you're going to get punched in the mouth, you know, as well. So you got to be able to deal with that type of adversity, but then also keep raising the expectations. Don't just settle for, say you're at 7-1, then let's just win them all. You know, let's try to win them all. And don't let a team's perceived advantage on you, like a Penn State or something like that, make you get on the plane and not doubt yourself one bit getting off the plane, knowing that you can beat them. So, you know, that's going to come up through hard work and you know, some bumps in the road, but you know, you got to really be invested into it. And I talked about it before, how intentional they're being day in and day out will lead to the spring. I feel the spring ball and how they attack it individually and collectively really plays out the first third of the season. You know, oh, yeah. And then
you,
I think the
song ready when the games are going at that point. You better,
well, what I'm saying is that's where you know, I feel like you play the season before it's played. Now you don't, but that's just me. Mm-hmm. And then you play then that what you do after spring, right? You, when you get after that, like, you know, you get over spring and the whole lovey-dovey thing is over, you know, and then now you got to get back to work. That leads you through the second part of the hard part of the season. Maybe you've gotten some success. It leads you to keep working the dog days of the summer. And then, you know, how you deal with the fall and through the first quarter of the season, how you practice and how you deal with, you know, real time success or failures will, like, you know, how you finish. And so, you know, spring ball is definitely important, no matter if there's a spring game or not. It's definitely a part of the year that cannot be minimized or not be appreciated. But you also have to make sure that you are putting, you know, enough, I guess, bricks in your foundation that can't be broken. And it's hard to do when you have a lot of competition, but if you're competing the right day, I always say like this, you're operating individually because I want to win my spot or whatever it would be, but I'm thinking collectively. And if you get that type of mindset throughout your whole team and, you know, flip that 80-20, you know, or for that 20-80 to 80-20, it'll be a successful season before you know it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's easy to use like the 90s Osborne teams as like a good example of that, but I think you can speak to that. Like, the 20% on the teams that you played on, I'd imagine they got checked quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, you don't win without adversity or friction. Heck, some of the guys that we play, we still got friction, you know, but it's good friction. You know, I'll still go to bat for them. And, you know, I don't have to love them. I got to like them enough to go to bat for them. So I think it's one of those things that, you know, everybody sees the end result. You know, what we winning championships, that's the end result. But the work and the, you know, the blood, sweat and tears and the sacrifice and all that stuff and the, you know, the willing to compete and willing to get your butt kicked and get up and play for one another, that's what you don't see. And that's what makes it special when you're able to win. And they got a little tiny you know, taste of it, you know, with the bowl game. Now, if the younger players that are trying to step into bigger roles, you know, they got to step up as leaders and then they got to step up as full-time playmakers and then also still deal with the expectations or actually I like the standard of what should be even raised even higher. And you know, if you have your standards so high that, you know, you reach it, you're going to be a champion. If you don't, then everybody's like, okay, you know, that's a pretty successful program. You won't have many complaints of the fans or, you know, alumni bases or any of the knuckleheads on the radio, you know, talking about the team. So, you know, it's a good time. I mean, I've only seen them once. They look like a good team, you know, like physically look good, which is great. So obviously, you know, that people are investing in the hardest thing to do is work out and run without any game. You know, one thing, Harrison, when you start winter conditioning, the first week is fun because, you know, you're excited, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to show off a little bit. You get about the third week, you're like, man, this is hard. Because you got to find ways to be motivated. You got to start thinking about a season that seems like it's never going to come around the corner. And the next thing you know, you have the 100-day countdown, you know, or 99 days to the kickoff. And next thing you know, you got 9 and you don't want to panic. You don't want to be like me when I was about to take a test in accounting 2, when you're trying to scramble and you know, overload at the very end and never works out. But as long as they're putting in good, honest work, it'll definitely work out, you know, for themselves because they got a lot of talent, a lot of options. And then also they just, you know, need to apply enough pressure on the players to become the answers. And that's going to be an ongoing process, even with the unique, you know, April 26th, you know, Husker games, which, you know, I think as time goes out, obviously I'm a captain, you know, I'm going to be picking, I ain't playing. So I think that's a good thing. First of all, it'd be a bad look for it to get me out there and play in any type of form with two bad ankles, bad neck, bad back. It would be must see TV. I know they're doing TikToks now. They would probably do the highlight of when I probably had the interception against Colorado. Mm-hmm. And then what it looks like, how it started, how it ended. That would be, and hopefully it'd be
an angry letter from Advanced Medical Imaging.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the ending wouldn't be me, face planting on that new turf out there and embarrass myself too bad. But, you know, they're going to try to make the most of it. And I think there's going to be an ongoing process with that too. They're going to see how it goes this year. I think it's going to be a good turnout. And then, as it probably starts to go around college football, less true football games, you just have to probably put your mark on it from the Nebraska standpoint. So it'll be, real interesting to see how it goes and how it's, you know, received, but then also, to make sure the players need to make sure they get something out of it. Every chance you get a chance to step on the field, you got to make the most of it. So if you're not getting after it per se on that Saturday, you damn well better be getting after it every day before that. You know what I'm saying, Harrison? Because every time you got to attack practice as a place to strive, not survive. You know what I'm saying? And that's a hard thing to do because you always think, okay, I got enough time. Well, there is no time. The time is now. The time is today or whenever you have a practice and what you got to do. And if you don't appreciate that time and if you aren't grateful for that opportunity, there'll be guys that'll come in here and next thing you know, they'll be passing you by or looking at you, you know, as they're slowly passing you by. And then you're going to have to deal with that, you know, pain of regret, which is obviously well worth the pain of discipline and what you have to go through to get it. But that's a Husker wrap up, Harrison. We're going to talk a little NFL news. I'm going to ask you about your Bears, right?
Yeah, you kind of pissed them earlier saying how they don't have a generational, their future quarterback.
No. What I'm saying, up until now,
okay,
when Mike Ditka in there, they've never had a franchise quarterback.
Jay Cutler like was kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean,
I know.
Not really. Yeah. But not. Hey, Harrison, I'll tell you this. You my boy, man. But dang, Jay Cutler. I mean, I think Jay Cutler lost his franchise quarterback like badge when he had the hamstring injury. And then when the backup was doing well, he wanted to go in the game. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, he was just a wild card.
Fun
memories with him. I'll say that much. And the 1 year, you know, we played the Packers in that NFC title game.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
What about Rex Grossman?
Yeah, I mean, you can throw him up there. It's just
he got you to the Super Bowl.
It's not a big barrel. The one that I was alive for. I mean, you're looking 99 on. It's probably 2005 when I was actually really starting to pay attention. And
It's been a struggle, but
06.
We'll talk a little Bears. We'll talk a little Steelers, and I want to get your opinion on a quarterback that was picked by the Bears, the number 12 pick. I'm reading right here that just was anointed by the head coach and the GM and the team as QB1 out there in New York. And what do you think about that? Obviously, you like Caleb Williams, but I want to get your true, honest thoughts on Justin Fields. But we'll take a break. Jay Foreman. Old school, Jay Foreman, brought to you by the Mercado. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.